All right, final score tonight in the last game. Before the break, Merrimack defeats Northeastern by the score of 4-1 here at J. Tom Lawler Arena. Joining us, Harrison Roy, co-warrior of the game tonight, had a goal in the third period, made the score 3-1. First of all, tell us what happened on that play there.
Yeah, you know, in the midst of a lot of tough bounces that we feel we've had so far, we were able to get a fortuitous bounce a bit. I threw the puck to the neutral zone with Ty Deneau slashing across the neutral zone, and fortunately, we didn't connect, but fortunately, their defenseman bobbled the puck, which allowed Ty to get past him, and as soon as I saw that he had some clear ice, I got to the back post as hard as I could, and credit to him, he made a great play to me. Just had to finish it.
Yeah, how did the puck get over to him on that play?
I actually tried to make a tape-to-tape pass to him in the neutral zone. It disconnected. Their defenseman got a piece of it, bobbled the puck, and Ty was just anticipating it. He was able to pick it up.
Right, okay. So, at that point, really tight game from the beginning of the game right to that point. You finally had a little bit of breathing room at that point to make it 3-1.
Yeah, those goals are always huge, to give your team a little cushion. Not that you take your foot off the pedal by any means, but to have a two-goal lead versus a one-goal lead against a really good opponent in your own rink makes a lot bigger difference than you think. So you stay focused on your game plan, but it definitely allows you to loosen up a little bit and stick to your game plan.
Yeah, 1-1 game going into the third period. I mean, you're at home. Those are the kind of games where, it seems like especially you guys at home in this rink should be able to then find a way to come out and get the job done, and tonight you're able to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's a huge stepping stone for our team. As I mentioned, that's momentum for our team to build off of here in the second half. We've had a lot of disappointing results that we feel we haven't played to our standards. So being able to come out and have a gutsy win as a team going into the third period tied against Northeastern and score three unanswered in the third really shows, in my opinion, the character of our team and momentum opportunity moving forward.
Seemed like a number of things, maybe there were keys in this game. First of all, I did think in that third period, especially after you guys got the lead, early to go up 2-1 on the goal by Caden Cranston, but it seemed like at that point there, you guys really started to shut things down. I know they ended up with some shots late in the game as a result of them trying to come back there, but still, it seemed like you guys did a lot of, had puck support was good. You had guys that were helping each other out, guys that were getting in the way of pucks and so on.
Yeah, I mean, the message stayed the same in the locker room each intermission, regardless of the score. We feel as a team that when we simplify and play fast in our transition and dial in on connecting tape-to-tape passes, that we can really put the defensemen who are playing against on their heels. So being tied, we didn't want to change our game. We didn't want to necessarily tighten up too much, but just to be confident in one another and play to our game plan, which is playing fast and being simple, which definitely paid off for us in the third.
There was definitely a lot of excitement on the bench. I'm not sure I've seen as much excitement this entire season before this game today here. Why was it that way in the third period? What changed there?
I just think we all came together in the, whether guys have a letter on their jersey or not, I've probably heard, 15 to 20 guys, vocalizing something going into the third period. And
a lot of guys banging sticks on the boards and so on.
Yeah, and it might be cliche, but just that energy that's being brought, and whether you're a freshman or a fifth year, it makes those guys who aren't necessarily saying or doing something realize that we got to buy in here. This is a really good opportunity. So happy to see our team come out on top there.
Speaking of which, you're talking about that. I mean, you're playing now on a line with a couple of guys that are, younger players, right? Respectively speaking, one freshman, one sophomore. But how does that, if anything, change your approach to the game and maybe playing with those guys?
Honestly, it doesn't change much personally. I know what I have to do to make the biggest impact personally, but Kalen's a extremely trustworthy player, plays heavy. He plays, you'd think he's in college hockey for 3 years already. That's a testament to his work ethic and all the details that he focuses in on, and Ty's extremely gifted offensive player. So when you put three players who focus on their own identities and it comes together, it's exciting to see what you can accomplish.
All right, so the break's coming up here, and you guys get back at it after the break. What's the next couple of weeks going to look like for you?
So we got a couple days early this week where we're going to stay together as a group, just get a couple more practices and workouts in before we go home, and then we'll be home for roughly a week, a little bit more. And I think that'll be good for our team, especially given the fact that we just won this game. It'll be good for our team to just mentally reset and have that motivation and that momentum that we're hungry to come back, coming off a win, the expectation expectation is that we're going to get rolling right back when we get back.
First goal as a Warrior tonight. You're from nearby. Did you have folks in the house to see it?
Yeah, really supportive family. Basically come to every game, home or away, so be nice to celebrate that with them, for sure.
Nice. Congratulations, Harrison Roy, co-Warrior of the game, had the goal in the third period. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you guys as well.
Thanks again. You as well. Appreciate it.